Hi everyone, Julie Lindsay here. We're just launching into Module 3, Online Global Collaborative Learning Modes. This is for Playbook 1, Foundation. This module starts to define more particularly online global collaboration and why it is important. So you can start to keep building your elevator pitch. You're in a school, you might even be an administrator, you might be a leader. You're certainly a leader in the classroom. You have colleagues who aren't doing this online course who don't understand what's going on. So what would you say to them? What is online global collaboration and why is it important? So start to build that patter, that, you know, elevator pitch, as I said. So there's some things there to read about. This module also focuses on online global collaborative learning modes. Now, this is such an important concept to understand that, and I come across educators all the time who say, oh, it's all about Skyping because the students like to be engaged. They like to see other students and wave in real time. I totally agree. It is about that, but it's not all about that because you cannot do global collaboration synchronously. Australia to the USA, for example, we're about 12, 14 hours apart. Our kids are very rarely in class at the same time in real time. And that applies to, you know, the USA to China, et cetera, et cetera. Just get a globe and have a look who's on the other side of the world. So we have to build these blended learning modes. We have to build asynchronous learning environments. And this is a really important concept and practice. And of course, to do this, we need tools. We need certain set of tools that allow us to bring students into asynchronous collaborative learning environments. So this module ends with some words about tools. It's not prescriptive, of course. There are so many tools out there. There are some, you know, we all have our favorite ones. There are all the typical ones that are provided by the guru software manufacturers like Google and Microsoft, etc. And there are the more quirky ones that we find. So I really want you to contribute your ideas when you've gone through this module. Get onto Twitter and tweet out some things, hashtag the Global Educator. Get onto the Padlet and share some ideas, share some tools, just share a list. This is my list. 3 or 4 tools that you use pretty much every day. What are they? Why do you use them? Get onto the discussion forum and share. You know, if we're going to build this knowledge and build this knowledge base as a learning community around this playbook, this, you know, strategies for global collaboration, it really takes all of us. It's not just what I say, it's what you say as well. So I look forward to your interactions around this Module 3, Online Global Collaborative Learning Modes. Thanks very much, everyone.